Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever-precious and the worthy name of our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you a hearty welcome to the Bible study as we continue today in the second chapter of Paul's great epistle written to the Galatian believers. Our reading begins today in chapter 2 at verse 21. For we continue the personal account in chapter 1 begun, continued in chapter 2, which Paul gives in relating how we received the gospel which God gave him and regarding the authentic character of its message. We now learn that on a later occasion, after Paul's visit to Jerusalem with Barnabas and Titus, that Peter visited the believers who lived in the city of Antioch, a Gentile city. And on a later occasion, when Peter visited them, we read that he took a Judaistic, legalistic attitude toward those Gentile Christians. And it is indicated by his conduct, a conduct which Paul severely rebuked on the very basis of that mutual understanding that had previously had been arrived at when in Jerusalem before. Now listen to the words of Paul as we read them. Chapter 2 and verse 21. Reading through verse 22. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. For before, though certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles, but when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. Now let us get clear the meaning of these words, that there came a visitation of certain Jews from Jerusalem while Peter was in the city of Antioch. Before they came, Peter had very willingly fellowshipped in a meal with the Gentile Christians. But when the Jewish believers came from Antioch, Peter withdrew himself and separated himself, for he was afraid of those circumcised Jews. Now let us take a clear look at this change of Peter toward the Gentile Christians. Now do not minimize the seriousness of this offense, for the purity and the simplicity of the gospel was at stake. Peter did not oppose and stand up against Paul when Paul was at Jerusalem, for Peter had given Paul the right hand of fellowship, complete agreement regarding the Gentile believers. But now Peter comes to Antioch, and Paul has to rebuke Peter to his face. It was publicly known that Peter had been eating with the Gentile Christians, and naturally, his separation from them was now clearly in evidence and caused consternation. Whatever caused Peter to do this? Whatever made him change his attitude toward these Gentile Christians? There is but one answer. He was afraid of the criticism that the Jewish disciples from Jerusalem would make. And it is perfectly clear he was afraid of these Jews. And thus he ostracized himself from the Gentile believers in the city of Antioch. Now, beloved, let's consider this carefully on the basis of Scripture. The gospel had made believing Jews and believing Gentiles one in Christ. And this the law could never do. The liberty of the gospel had enabled Peter, though he was a Jew, to enjoy many times of fellowship as he sat and ate with these believing Gentiles at Antioch. Now that was God's intention. But how great is the influence of prejudice, and particularly legalistic and religious prejudice? And Peter became influenced by it. Peter gave up his liberty, and no longer did he eat with the Gentile Christians. Now there's one sure thing. Peter was not infallible, even though he was acknowledged to be the very chief of the apostles. Now, it may not seem to be important that this took place to some people, but it was decidedly important to Paul. For what Paul realized was the truth, that is, the truth of the gospel, was certainly at stake. Was this matter important to God? It was very important to God, most assuredly so. May I suggest that this event was a crisis in the history of the church? Now let me acquaint my listeners with this fact. If you will read in chapter 15 of the book of the Acts, you will find in detail the description of what was one of the most important councils ever held by the early Christians in Jerusalem. It was on the occasion when Paul, together with Barnabas, went to Jerusalem to consult with the apostles and the elders of the church there, and together discussed the Gentile believers and the responsibility of those Gentile believers toward the law of Judaism, regarding their responsibility to circumcision, regarding all that pertained to the Jewish, Judaistic commandments. You read the chapter for yourself, but there you will find Peter himself was the ringleader in that consultation, as well as in making the decision. For it was Peter who, from his own personal experience of leading the first Gentile to Christ, actually proved the liberty that God had given the Gentiles, that they should be saved without association with Judaism. And Peter, in Acts chapter 10 and 11, had been the first person to lead a Gentile, Cornelius, together with his household, to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, all apart from Judaism. And God had shown Peter he must take the same message to the Gentile household. Now in the 15th chapter of the book of the Acts, we find that Peter closed his declaration with words that laid a death blow to Jewish pride when he summarized the decision by saying, and listen to the words, "We believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we Jews shall be saved even as those Gentiles." Let me read it again, quoting it verbatim from the scripture. "We believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they. For the salvation of the Gentiles was made the same pattern as God had given it for the Jews in the preaching of the gospel." Oh, beloved, let us realize it is the same message of salvation by grace through faith, whether to the Jews or whether to the Gentiles. Now, as we think of what we have in this second chapter of Galatians, we may ask the question, how much trouble did this situation make in Antioch when Peter refused to eat with the Gentile believers? Well, we read on in verse 13 of Galatians chapter 2, "And the other Jews dissembled likewise with Peter. They entered into the dissension, they took sides with Peter, insomuch that even Barnabas, the companion apostle of Paul, was carried away with their dissimulation." What a terrible effect Peter's conduct had upon the others, when we consider that even Barnabas, was not a companion and a close friend of Peter in particular, but rather of Paul, even he was drawn away by the argument and the dissension. Why, Barnabas was the one who first valued the devotion of Paul. He was one who had joined Paul in laboring for many years among the Gentiles. And even perhaps rightfully, he could have been thought of as Paul's best friend. Now, what was it all about that it had such an effect? Was it just a mere matter of a Jewish Christian eating a meal with a Gentile Christian? You might say that it seemed very insignificant that such a to-do was to be made over and a great issue made out of this. Now, my beloved radio friend, listen. Don't think that for a moment that it was insignificant. For beyond all of this, Paul knew that the truth of the gospel was now in jeopardy. And though it was all over having a dinner with a Gentile believer, yet to Paul it was a fatal situation. And regardless as to the importance of who was involved, Paul pulled no punches. And to Peter he declared in rebuke, "But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, If thou, being a Jew, livest after the manner of the Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews?" Please let us note very carefully that Paul reveals that Peter had not maintained that it was necessary for Jewish believers to maintain the law as a rule of life in Jerusalem. Then why did he take part in such an act in Antioch, which implied that the Gentiles should do so? This was a serious matter. And Paul acknowledges, as we read in verse 15, "We who are Jews by nature are not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified." Whether Jew or whether Gentile, we can only be saved and justified before a holy God on the ground of faith, never on the ground of the works of the law. Father, we pray, the Holy Spirit will convince some friend they must be saved by grace through faith in the finished work of Christ. For his name's sake, amen.